This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1731. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 23rd, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Diego Garcia, Ecuador, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, India, Korea North, Lesotho, Malaysia, Myanmar, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Rwanda, Solomon Islands, Ukraine, USA, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The always off-frequency RAI, Buenos Aires, Argentina, has been varying a bit. On July 19th, closing the Chinese hour at 0457 UT, Wolfgang Büschel measured them on 11710.644. But on July 23rd at 0108, I found them around 11710.24. This put them even closer to the Cairo transmitter, which is only slightly above 11710.0, making a lower pitched heterodyne than before. Too bad these two can't stay further apart. And in fact, as I'll mention later, on one occasion, Egypt was 5 kilohertz higher. But this doesn't really matter after 0200 for the English broadcast, UT Tuesday through Saturdays, as Argentina is alone around the frequency. Since last week, there's been a lot more discussion about the cuts affecting Radio Australia. Mike Terry forwards a story July 23rd from Islands Business headline, "The Gutting of Radio Australia." Stories from around the Pacific demonstrating how people in remote areas rely on it, including for information about typhoons when they can't hear their national station, such as in Vanuatu. Nick McClellan writes, according to current plans, the ABC will maintain one correspondent in Papua New Guinea and one in New Zealand, but lose its dedicated radio and TV correspondents for the Pacific Islands. The cuts reflect a mistaken view of technological change. The former chief financial officer of Seven West Media, Peter Lewis, recommended shutting down Radio Australia's shortwave broadcasting, noting shortwave is a largely superseded technology. Discontinuing this service would release resources for other purposes. In reality, these broadcasts are a vital service for rural communities in neighboring Melanesian nations like PNG, Vanuatu, and Solomon Islands. Streaming internet into the islands region is not sufficient for the ABC to meet its charter responsibilities. In spite of broadband advances in urban centers and the spread of digital phones, the vast majority of Pacific Islanders still rely on radio for their information, and any loss of shortwave and satellite rebroadcasting will be sorely felt. That Kununurra station in Australia has now replaced the old HCJB interval signal and ID. Of course, to those of us in the know, HCJB always seemed very strange being applied to Australia instead of Ecuador. On July 21st at 12:42 on 11595, I was hearing some different music, but still uplifting on steel guitar and fiddle, etc., and periodic IDs now saying, "This is Reach Beyond Australia. Our program on this frequency will commence shortly." And then at 12:45, they opened their South Asian service in a variety of languages. It was listed as Bengali on Mondays. Reach Beyond Australia. That makes it abbreviated to RBA. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports a rare Brazilian, Radio Alvorada de Parintins, on 4965.010. July 6th at 2300, he says it's 100% definite because it was parallel to a two-minute delayed web stream. Easy to hear the ID from the web, but the noise just above 4965 was very annoying. When you know what will come, you can hear the ID. This frequency carries their FM cultural program. It was gone for a week or two, but back again from July 6th. Parintins is known for a popular folklore festival held there each June called Boi Bumba. Parintins is a city of about 110,000 inhabitants in the far eastern part of the state of Amazonas. The big 11780 transmitter in Brasilia for the Amazon service continues to be out of order, but they're still running it, overmodulated most of the time, and much of the time putting out spurs at plus and minus 30 kilohertz at least, or even more, as well as splashing up to 15 kilohertz either side of the center frequency. It's quite a mess. It's perhaps worst here in this part of the world because the azimuth across the Amazon carries on close to our direction. Wolfgang Büschel says their antenna field shows that they have one at 310 degrees and another at 325. 325 goes right across the middle of the USA, while 310 goes along the U.S.-Mexican border. Bulgaria thinks shortwave is only useful for selling time to broadcasters from other countries, not for its own services, although remember that Radio Bulgaria remains a webcasting station in English. But there's another one, Radio Varna, newsbg.ru via RustyX, reported that Radio Varna from July 1st has news in English and Russian every weekday at 0830 UT for residents and visitors, and daily at 1600, the final news of the day from Bulgarian National Radio. Of course, Varna is quite a vacation spot in Bulgaria. Locally, their FM frequency is 103.4. This is done during the summer season, July and August. David Koenig of Aero Signals Online checked this out and confirmed hearing them July 20th at 1600 UT with 3 minutes of news in Russian and 3 minutes of news in English, identifying as Radio Bulgaria via their web stream, bnr.bg/varna. On Thursday, July 17th at 1322 UT, I came across what first might have been Firedrake music on 16500, but listening further, while it was Chinese traditional music, it was not Firedrake. It was much calmer, no crashing and banging. A very nice concert, in fact, until it went off at 1500 UT promptly. 16500 might have been one of the numerous CNR1 or Firedrake jamming frequencies, but not currently listing in the Aoki roster. I've tried every morning since then, and no sign of it. Now, of course, I wish I had recorded that music if it was a one-time occasion, but bearing further checking on 16500 or other out-of-band frequencies, at least between 13 and 15 UT. Ron Howard in California reports, American Forces Network Diego Garcia presumed, since it's their frequency, 4319 USB. From July 20th to 23rd, the normal very heavy interference has been absent. July 20th, it was in the clear from 1335 to 1355 with pop music, military PSAs, too weak to hear an ID, but it was very nice to find them in the clear. While, of course, Guam is still silent on both its frequencies. Diego Garcia also reported earlier by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal on 4319 USB, July 12th at 2223 to 2231, also with pop music. Light interference from an adjacent frequency with a point-to-point transmitter. And of course, Carlos insists on spelling it a la portuguesa, Diogo Garcia. Satoshi Wakisaka in Japan tells the DXLD group he heard Radio Akbar Mufriha on 11985. That was the ID with a contact address in Paris. Email address as on their website. This is at 2145 to 2215 UT. A good signal. But their website shows they broadcast at 21 to 2145 on 7300, where nothing could be heard in Japan. Wolfgang Büschel explains, this Achbar Mufriha, AKHBARMUFRIHA, is actually a Fulfulde language service, some connection with HCJB, but transmitted via Babcock sites. During the A season, it is in fact scheduled during the 2145 semi-hour on 11985 via Ascension, but in the B season, at least last winter, it was on 7300 at 2100 to 2145 via Wooferton, UK. You never know what Radio Cairo Egypt will do next, but you can be sure it will be to their own detriment with all kinds of problems. Here's what I noted during the past week. On July 19th at 0119, the 12070 transmitter, as is usually the case, was putting out a rumbling spur field extremely distorted between 12040 and 12100, especially bad between 12055 and 12085. Then later, July 19th at 0517, the 13850 transmitter was nothing but a humbuzz, but some very distorted modulation was squeezing out around the edges, 13830 and 13870. But there were additional weaker spurs every 20 kilohertz out to 13770 and 13910. This is on the air toward North America between 02 and 07. On July 20th at midnight 59, I found the 11710 variable frequency 5 kilohertz higher on 11715, or actually a tad above there. Since that was a weekend, there was no het with Argentina varying further away from 11710. And if Cairo would stay there, they would be maybe 4 kilohertz away and less of a problem for each other. However, by July 23rd, when the two were on the air at the same time, Cairo was back on 11710.02, while, as I mentioned, Argentina was even closer, around 11710.24. On July 21st at 0140, a horrible racket, obviously out of the 12070 transmitter, was putting out spurs further away. Above a silent area, the spurs were showing up between 12132 and 12163, as well as on the lower side around 11991 to 12000. This hour it's supposed to be the Spanish service, parallel to 11710 and 9315. 9315 is often in dead air, but when it's modulating, it tends to be the best of the lot, which isn't saying much. However, July 21st at 0148, I found the Radio Cairo Arabic frequency 9965 in Spanish instead, along with 12070. And at 0200, 9965, still on the wrong program feed, went into English instead of on 9315. You know, there are two different transmitter sites, and even when they're carrying the same programming, as they're not supposed to, I found 12070 was about 3 seconds behind 9965. Reporting to Cumbre DX, Wendell Craighead in Kansas has been listening to Radio EYSC on 15245, Sunday, July 13th. At 17UT, the Voice of Korea opened as usual, but there was another weak station on the frequency in Arabic and some segments in English. They mentioned Rainbow, Rainbow, and Word of God, making him suspect it was a Christian station. He did email them a report and got a reply. The transmitter site is Issoudun, France. He received it in 19 hours from Daniel G. Mikael, M-I-K-A-E-L. They have a contact form on their website, www.eysc.net. He lives in Los Angeles and is chairman of, here's what the letters stand for, Eritrean Youth Solidarity for Change, involved with various Christian denominations, including Catholic, Coptic, and Lutheran. You're listening to World of Radio number 1731, which also has a website with a great deal of information, worldofradio.com. No one knew to thank this week for financial support, which might have been sent to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Wolfgang Büschel forwards this news from the German language group ADX. On July 19th, André Bollin in Germany was hearing a new domestic 10-watt low-power station in Germany on 6150, 1100 UT, with pop and rock music, while Roger Tower heard an ID in English as 6150. Then Jürgen Lohuis and Wolfgang Büschel, doing some research, find that there is such a station authorized. The location is Datteln, D-A-T-T-E-L-N, which is between Münster and Bochum, north of Ruhrpott. Our HFCC has a 15-kilowatt station listed in Germany on that frequency. Wolfgang Büschel says KLL in Kahl is not involved. Temporary appointment of a replacement construction only until the new station location is registered at ITU. The Datteln location is not the final registration location. The Greek shortwave frequencies of what's now known as ERT Open seem to have been missing for several days. Last heard around here July 19th, but not on the 20th through 23rd. And maybe it's just summer vacation time. But with the volatile situation in Greece, you never know for sure whether they're ever coming back. Other monitors not hearing them lately are, of course, John Babas in Maryland and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. However, back on July 19th, when they were still using the 9935 frequency at 0110, there was a big whine along with it, as I heard it, sort of like Cairo does to itself on 9965, but at a lower pitch. John Babas wondered if someone was trying to jam it, but Wolfgang Büschel examined visually the signal and says it was a fence of 180 hertz apart signals, 13 of them seen on each side of the frequency covering 9929 to 9941. Joe's Jacob notifies us of a brand new frequency from All India Radio from the Aligarh site toward southern India. It's 9380 since July 21st. It carries both the national channel and the Vivid Bharati program, depending on the time. The national channel is at 1320 to midnight 40 UT and replaces 9470. I guess that's because of Chinese interference, and it looks like a good move since nothing else is known to be active on 9380. But this transmitter also carries Vivid Bharati at 0100 to 0435 and 0900 to 1200. The other two 9 megahertz frequencies of these services remain in use, 9870 for VBS and 9425 for the national channel. Don Moman in Alberta was hearing the new 9380 with English news July 22nd at 1532. Ivo Ivanov says the times for 5-minute English news bulletins on the national service, 9380 and 9425, are 1430, 1530, 1630, 1730, 1830, 1935, 2030, 2135, and 2230. Ivo Ivanov reports that sea breeze or shokaze, originating in Japan about abductions by North Korea, has made some more periodic frequency changes. The 16 to 17 UT broadcast since July 15th has moved from 6165 to 6090 with English on Thursdays. They did not change their other frequency, however, right away, but by July 17th, Ron Howard in California found the 1330 broadcast back on 5985, where it clashes again with Myanmar, instead of 6020, also with English on Thursday. Bill Bingham in South Africa was hearing a new station on medium wave, 1197, July 21st from 1530 UT, at initially unidentified. But Ron Howard did some research and suggested it could be Ultimate Radio, and in fact that's what it was, heard from 1705 to 1723 on July 21st. It's parallel to 891 kHz, which used to be Radio Lesotho. Both World of Radio and Time magazine went to press a day before the terrible tragedy over Ukraine with the Malaysian airplane being shot down. In the media, this is universally referred to as Flight 17 of Malaysian Airlines. But there is still such a Flight 17 every day from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. So you should refer to the date of the doomed flight, July 17th, or preferably to the unique call sign of the aircraft, which was 9MMRD, Mike Romeo Delta. I finally saw a bit of it on a clip of the crashed tail on the ground, but otherwise no one ever mentions it. Ron Howard in California reports something new concerning Myanmar radio. July 18th, they were on 5985.22. For as long as he could remember, they used either 5985.00 or another transmitter off frequency 5985.8. Still being heard on one or the other, but July 18th on a frequency in between. Before Shokaze came on at 1330, heard at 1235 and 1301. Mauno Ritola and Wolfgang Büschel confirm that the current frequency is 5985.228. Then on July 21st, Wolfgang found them 6 hertz higher on 5985.234 at 1432. Radio New Zealand International put up a new schedule on its website, but has not really been adhering to it compared to what we actually hear on the air. In fact, they've even had DRM and AM on reversed frequencies at times. They do say, however, that DRM transmissions are being reduced only to times when they're really needed for relays by cooperating stations in the Pacific. This is bad news for the few DRM listeners in North America. It appears that the only transmission which is still favorable for us is 0651 to 0758 UT on 7330. Except I've still heard them still running DRM at a time when they're saying they are not going to around 0130 on 17675. Perhaps of greater interest to their many fans abroad is the announcement that their Mailbox DX program is being dropped. The final edition will be the first Monday in August. It seems the management has decided it costs too much to keep it going, since it's not really for their core audience in the Pacific. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo reports hearing on 6090 what must be Kaduna, Nigeria, with a Ramadan religious program. Except for the Arabic there, the speech was in a vernacular at 0340 UT. July 20th on 6090. Ivo Ivanov says this frequency has been reactivated actually about 6089.9, mainly in the Hausa language, as he heard it on July 16th and 17th. He says it had been off the air for a month. In North America, we're more likely to hear it as a heterodyne upon Anguilla around 05 or 06 UT. But it may be on the air all night for a few more days of Ramadan. The frequencies for anti-Christian pirate station YHWH may be a little more reliable. Rich Ray in Illinois heard them on 15655, July 19th at 2309. Typical rants about blood, animal sacrifices, Babylonian testaments. Apparently the operator announced 4 frequencies that he will use, 9600, 11590, 15655, and 21850. Harold Froge in Michigan finally caught him on 15655, July 16th, until off at 2240. He said he gave a list of frequencies which he would be using at random times. Ron Howard reports wonderful news about One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea, 40 hertz below 7325. It was originally thought that the Chinese transmitter would be off the air for summer maintenance only until July 15th in the 10 to 13 UT period, but it's still missing as of July 23rd, according to his monitoring and to Aoki listings. In shortwave bulletin, Tore B. Vick has found an official Peruvian government announcement that a new shortwave station is being authorized on 4910. It's to be in the locality of La Libertad in the department of the same name. The call sign OAW2H, the power 1 kilowatt. Of course, it may be a while before it gets on the air. 4910 was once a frequency of Radio Tawan Tinsuyo years ago, according to their letterhead. Ivo Ivanov reports that Radio Inyabutatu, the clandestine for Rwanda, has changed frequency. For the 16 to 17 UT broadcast, 17870 replaced by 17500 via Issoudun, France. It's Saturdays only. Ron Howard in California reports SIBC Solomon Islands has adjusted their frequency, so it's right on 5020, heard July 21st until off at 11:58 with full ID and national anthem. Most likely it's the new transmitter they've also been using on 9545, replacing the older one, which was off frequency. And 9545 is also on the air again. Ron heard that July 18th, just with tones, until off at 0530. On July 20th, it also went off at 0500, but without any audio. Finally, they were modulating on July 21st, again until closing at 0500. BBC Monitoring quotes the broadband TV news website that Ukraine will be launching an English-language television channel in August in order to counter Russian propaganda on its television. It will start testing August 11th, in full from August 24th, entirely in English, but also adding Russian later on. As a counterbalance to Russia Today, Ukraine Today will be distributed free-to-air via Eutelsat's Hotbird this year in Europe and become available in the U.S. from next year. Looking through the latest schedules, I see that there is only 1 hour of English from Voice of America still left via the Greenville transmitter. It is 1730 UT on 17895, as I heard it on July 21st. It should normally be well heard in Central and Western North America off the back of the antenna aimed at Africa once you're beyond the skip zone. Thanks to Stephen Cooper for setting up an alternative podcast feed for World of Radio, RSS. Here's where to find it, shortwave.am/WOR.xml. Brian Crow, K3VR, the fierce critic of Glenn Baxter, K1MAN, is now in trouble himself. Brian has been issued by the FCC with a notice of apparent liability for causing interference, and Brian says he was framed. Read all about it in the new DX Listening Digest 14-30 when published via worldofradio.com. SW Radio Africa, the clandestine for Zimbabwe, has announced that it's no longer on shortwave since July 18th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE is peaking at 10 and 3 July 25th. Solar flux rising from 100 July 23rd to a peak of 155 August 2nd, down to 95 by August 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1731.